April 22nd, Earth Day, a day when people around the world go the extra mile to care for our delicate planet. A day to remember to recycle, to drive your Prius, to reduce your carbon footprint. And a day where I like to go around telling everyone I see, fuck the Earth. I'm Jack English, and I paid for this ad to tell you about a new and better holiday, April 23rd. Fuck the Earth Day. In the past several years, the Bush administration has cast a lot of good doubt on liberal media myths like deforestation and global warming. And as a true patriotic American, I blindly follow what my wise elected leaders tell me. So on April 23rd, don't worry about what the hippie alarmists are saying, and do what makes you feel good. Leave your lights on. Drive a Hummer. Pour oil on a duck. Remember, global warming is just a theory, like evolution or the metric system. And come on, if the globe is so warm, why was it so cold this winter? In my opinion, the Earth's gotten a bit soft these past few years. What we need to do is slap it around a bit. Make Earth our bitch. What's the worst thing that can happen? We flood some cities and destroy the food chain? Learn to swim and eat fucking rocks, people. Swim and eat rocks. Happy Fuck the Earth Day.
Beautiful goddamn fucking cock.
Double rainbow all the way across the sky.
Nigger clone.
Gaping hole.
I want to see the asshole.
It's like I'm walking on sunshine.
Yes, freaks! Tim Henson with you, back to start a new week of programs. This right here is Distorted View Daily. Thank you so much for joining me. Got a lot to go over today. Real quick, I have to mention DVDA, because it's happening again today. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 3 p.m., join me for a live show. It's an after show. I play some audio and video, stuff that I didn't get around to playing on the podcast, or I couldn't because it's more visual. And it seems like on every after show, something weird happens. On Friday's show, we got a call from an underage, ding, lesbian, ding, cannibal, ding, ding, ding. I didn't believe that she was a cannibal. How many times have you run across a cannibal in your life, right? I thought it was just someone trying to, you know, say something outrageous and get on the program, get my attention. However, she did send a picture of her tore up foot. She said that she has been picking the skin of her feet. And she's been eating it, and she does it to her hands as well. And I said, well, you know, send a picture, and then I'll believe you. And she did. She sent me a picture. So, you know, I don't know what the fuck is wrong with this broad, but, you know, she is underage, so I had to be very careful what I talked about. So that was that's what happened on Friday's show. Today, who knows what'll happen? Who knows who will call in, who I'll talk to, what I'll play? Maybe a penis or vagina will show up. It's, you know, anything can happen. I do have some audio that I want to share with you today. Do you guys remember a clip I played a long time ago? It's very short, but it's a guy trying to have anal sex with a girl, and she utters the phrase, "But I poop from down there." Well, I think I found the whole scene. Take a listen.
Yeah, that's what I am, a lonely man. You know, why don't you take a look at something right there?
That's your penis.
Oh, she's looking at something on the table.
Do you see that right there?
It's a speck of dirt. She's leaning over the table, and now he's getting behind her.
Right there, like that. Keep looking until you find it.
What is it?
Now, what I'm going to do is get behind you.
Yeah. Sir?
Yeah, you know.
What?
I like riding my way.
Oh, my God. What are you doing?
I don't know, but I can tell you like it. I'm not going to spoil the good end first. Yeah, has you ever seen a gun before?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty much how the sex got started. This is great for anyone who, you know, meets a good-looking girl at a bar and wants to rape her. Pretty much all you have to do is get her to stare at something, you know, on the bar or on the table, so she has to bend over and look, and then just, you know, destroy her.
Kind of like riding a damn horse, isn't it?
They're having sex now, and I think he's about ready to fuck her anally.
Happen? What are you gonna do, mister? What are you doing? No.
Yes, yes, yes! Actually, he's fucking her in the pussy, but it doesn't take long for him to pop it in her pooper. No. This is gay anal sex. That's wrong. But for now, let's hear you. This is 80s gay porn star Jeff Stryker. His short-lived attempt at being a country western singer. What? Who was he going after? Who was he trying to attract? Because country western fans aren't going to enjoy that music. Gay western country fans, maybe. But, you know.
What are you going to do to me now, mister?
Should I lay back down on this table?
Yeah.
Put your little legs in the air.
Then
I'm going to stick this up your ass.
But I poop from there.
Not bad now, you don't.
Is it going to hurt?
No.
No. Lies.
Oh, it hurts. Oh, God.
See, he lies to you. The stranger you just met at the bar lied to you. What are the odds? I'm sorry, that is a disgusting looking pussy. It's very discolored. So there you go, a piece of distorted view history. That is where that clip came from. But I poop from down there. Something you don't want to hear from a woman when you're banging her in the ass. Not right now, you don't. I hope not. All right, let's listen to a little bit of torture. Brown torture. No, it's not scat. This is a black girl getting tortured. She's got mouse traps on her tit. Does not feel good, apparently. There's a guy fingering her. So you can hear that he's fingering her because she's vibrating. It's great because she goes from pain to pleasure. Oh, no, yeah. All right, let me fast forward just a little bit here. Now she's got some sort of vibrator in her cunt. She's being spanked or flogged or something. I don't know. I love hearing a girl scream like that for some reason. What did that make me? Moving on. Lots of porn clips today. This is these are two girls playing around with a prolapse.
Oh, yeah.
Asshole.
Oh,
God, the girl has blown out her ass, squeezed it out. So there's a big red mass sticking out of her asshole, which is her asshole, I guess. And then the other girl is now fingering it.
Oh, yes.
Oh, no. Now she's licking it. She basically has her mouth around the whole thing and she's sucking it. Is so...
Okay, we're gonna see just how big this rose is.
Okay, push it out here.
It's a very big rose.
Measure for me.
They're measuring her prolapsed ass. They've got a tape measure.
Emily. All right, so let's see. Oh, Jesus.
Oh my God.
It is 4 inches. Look at this.
Oh my God.
4 inches out or more. Fuck, it's almost five inches. Oh, it's longer than. Yeah. Let me do. Okay, great. I go around this way. Let's see how wide.
Wide. All right. Putting it around.
Oh, it's serious. Look at that. Oh, 10 inches.
Oh, good.
Oh my God, and you got a 10-inch rose. Look at that.
A 10-inch rosebud. That seems pretty massive.
There it is.
Let's see. Let's see.
Oh, again with the licking. Okay.
I just wanted my massive prolapse measured. Thank you.
This is from prolapseparty.com.
It's a 10-inch diameter.
Good Lord.
That's the size of that that ball.
Okay, all right. And thank you very much, ladies. Here we have a clip of a guy blowing his load. There's a lot of porn clips today. I apologize if you're grossed out by this, but if you are, you really shouldn't be listening to Distorted View Daily. Here we go. This is a girl who just got jizzed in the ass.
Okay. Let's see all that now.
Huh? She's going to shit it out into a cup and drink it.
There?
A little bowl.
Look at that.
God. Just a lot.
Wow. Oh, my God. Your ass was so thirsty, wasn't it? Yeah, squeeze some more for me, baby. Huh?
Your ass is thirsty.
Yeah.
Cum bubbles.
Ass bubble.
Yeah, cum bubbles coming out of her ass.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We got any more in there for you? I think your ass is empty now. Yeah. But your stomach needs to be full.
So you can pretty much guess what's going to happen here. So she's got a little glass. The guy has a little glass bowl, right? Looks like you put an ice cream sundae in or something. And now it's filled to the brim with cum.
You're going to drink it, baby. Yeah, open wide, baby. Yeah, right there. Right there.
A lot of cum. I have a feeling there may have been, you know, in the prior scene, there may have been some guys blowing their load in her ass as well. Might be a few loads she's
open
drinking.
Open wide, baby. Open wide. Let's see that. Let's see all of that. Oh, yeah. Take that down. Yeah.
Jelly babies. She drank it all. Good girl. No gagging.
Wow.
No frown. She's smiling.
Now that's how an anal cream pie gangbang should be done.
Absolutely. Good girl. And finally today, I've got a Linda Finkel Hall of Fame nominee. This is a song called 30 Second Rule by Lisa Gale Allred. All right. She's a Southern belle, I guess, from Texas. I don't know. Let's take a listen to this awful piece of shit music. Okay, I gotta stop. I'm, like, fascinated. I know I've got to stop a video when I don't comment on it, and I'm just staring at it with my mouth wide open. There you go. 3 second rule by, what is it, Lisa Gale Allred. So there you go. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, the fuck out news right now. The Distorted View Sideshow. What are you waiting for? It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. Superfreaksideshow.com. Full access to the entire archive of shows. Plus, every week we do extended programs, exclusive shows, video cast, now DVDA, which is our live after show every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Join me 3 p.m. on Ustream. Archives are up on the Sideshow exclusively. So sign up so you don't miss a thing. Very important. It's how I make my money, how I make my living, and it's very, very inexpensive. It's a bargain. $5 a month or $50 a year. That's like getting 2 months free. And don't forget about coupon code DV at adamandeve.com. You get free access. What am I talking about? You don't get free access to anything. You get 3 free adult DVDs, a mystery gift, 50% off just about any item. So put something in your cart, boom. You'll automatically see huge savings, free shipping. You get to pick out some adult movies, and you get a mystery gift, all for using coupon code DV. All right, 3 quick stories, then we'll get the hell out of here. First one comes from the Chicago area. Associate Judge Joseph Polito was trusted with one of Will County's most notorious heater cases in 2007 when he presided over Plainfield man Craig Stebbick's attempt to divorce his missing wife, Lisa. Now he's at the center of an unsolved riddle of his own. Someone using Judge Polito's computer login and password at the courthouse has been trying to use county computers to view hardcore porn. Polito won't say if it's him. But Chief Judge Gerald R. Kinney has apologized for any embarrassment this incident has caused, and he's referred the case to the Illinois Judicial Inquiry Board. All right. Among the 243 porn websites, this is what I wanted to get to. This is why I'm interested. I want to know what he's been looking at, or someone's been looking at. Among the 243 porn websites, somebody using Polito's county computer account attempted to access are ChubbyParade.com. Get me a pen and paper. Hold on, I need to write these down. HugeHeavyBreasts.com. Big Bras Club. Port of Debauchery. And TeenageSexTape.com. Many of the websites have names that can't be printed in a newspaper. Several suggest an interest in masturbation in large-breasted women. Others cover specialty interests, including office sex and older women. I want to fuck grandma's face.com. The list of porn websites was logged by web filtering software designed to stop county employees from wasting taxpayer time on non-work related websites. Tens of thousands of attempts to visit inappropriate websites, typically social networking, chat, and shopping sites, are automatically blocked and logged in Will County government every month by the software, which is similar to software used in workplaces across the U.S. But it wasn't until the Chicago Sun-Times used the Freedom of Information Act to request a copy of the log in May. Oh, that's when the shit hit the fan. Chief Judge Kenny insisted for months that documents identifying Polito as the likeliest prolific courthouse porn user, were judicial records that the public had no right to see. He finally released them earlier this month after the Illinois Attorney General's office wrote in a legal opinion that the list of porn websites was unrelated to any judicial function and not a judicial record. So there you go. The list covers a 6 month period beginning in late 2010. It shows that someone, I like how they just keep saying that it's someone. It's probably the judge, Polito. Someone using his computer attempted to view porn on 5 days in January and April of last year. Polito, who was appointed an associate judge in 2006 and has a computer on the bench of his third floor courtroom, was assigned as a floating judge at the time. He handled traffic, small claims. Oh, those are boring cases. I'd be watching porn, too. Let the guy go. Not a big deal. All right, second story we have for you today. What exactly is hand-shredded ass meat? Whatever it is, I don't want it. Or do I? Overseas tourists often find the menus in China befuddling for good reason. After all, what Westerner has experience with foods like cowboy leg, hand-shredded ass meat, red burn lion head, strange flavor noodles, blow up flat fish with no result, or tofu made by woman with freckles. None of that sounds good. I guess cowboy leg would be the one that I would try. As proud as the Chinese people are of their thousands of years of gastronomic culture, even a Chinese native can feel disoriented when going to another province, given all the different styles of cooking. Many of the food names, often unique to different provinces, get lost in translation. With few English speakers, restaurants usually translate their menu word by word directly from an English-Chinese dictionary. Or they just Google the Chinese characters. A photo that made the rounds online a few years ago got a chuckle from a lot of people. A restaurant with a large page not found sign above its door as its English name. But the Beijing municipal government hopes to end such unintended jokes with its new guidebook intended for the public and restaurants alike. Enjoy Culinary Delights, the English translation of Chinese menus. Now, some of the more complicated dishes come with both Chinese pronunciation and explanations, like Yao Tao, which is deep-fried dough sticks. Well, now that sounds delicious. Yif Dog Nar, which is rice rolls stuffed with red bean paste. And Ai Wo Wao, which is steamed rice cakes with sweet stuffings. Chen Lin, a 90-year-old retired English professor from Beijing Foreign Language University, was the chief consultant for the book. He said that about 20 other experts, like English teachers and professors, translators and expatriates who lived in China for a long time, and culinary experts and people from the media, helped develop the final version. That's a shame. I love seeing those, you know, fucked up descriptions. I believe you can find a lot of examples at English.com. All right, final story we have for you today. This one comes from Long Island. A kind and generous mom donated a kidney to save the life of her boss. Oh my God, what a selfless, generous, beautiful act that was. Giving a kidney to her boss to save her life. You don't hear about that. What a beautiful story. This being distorted view, however. Tragedy strikes. The story turns horrible. Yes, the boss turned around, and then, after she got what she wanted, fired her. All right. I decided to become a kidney donor to my boss, and she took my heart, said Debbie Stevens. I feel very betrayed. This has been a very hurtful and horrible experience for me. She just took this gift and put it on the ground and kicked it. In papers filed Friday with the State Human Rights Commission, Stevens charged that she was clearly set up by Jackie Bruccia. Ms. Stevens said she got to know Bruccia while toiling as a clerical worker before the firm starting in January 2009. Stevens then left the company in June 2010 to move to Florida, but when she returned to Long Island for a visit that September, she stopped by the office and talked with Bruccia, a discussion that included Bruccia's health problems and her need for a kidney transplant. Stevens said that she'd located a possible donor, a family friend, but because she was naturally a kind and generous person, Stevens told Bruccia that if necessary, she would be willing to donate the kidney. Bruccia told her, "You never know, I may have to take you up on that offer one day." Soon after, Stevens decided to move back to Long Island for good and asked Bruccia if she could return to work there. She had a job with the company again within weeks. Then, 2 months later, Stevens told the newspaper, Bruccia called me into her office and said, "My donor was denied. Were you serious when you said that?" I said, "Sure, yes. She was my boss. I respected her. It's just who I am." Bruccia then began apparently grooming her to be her backup plan. So then, after giving the donation of her fucking kidney, that's when things got really bad. Stevens said she did not realize that she was in for serious pain, discomfort in her legs, and digestive problems after the surgery. She said she felt pressured to return to work on September 6th before she was ready, even while her boss was still recovering at home. When Stevens went home sick 3 days after her return, she said Bruccia actually called her from home to berate her. She said, "What are you doing? Why aren't you at work?" I told her I didn't feel good, Stevens said. She said, "You can't just come and go as you please. People are going to think you're getting special treatment." A kidney was just ripped out of her fucking body. Come on. After Bruccia returned to work, she'd yell at Stevens in front of coworkers over alleged mistakes. Stevens said that her office and overtime were eventually taken away, and she was demoted to a dealership 50 miles from her home in a high-crime neighborhood that coworkers jokingly called Siberia. Experiencing mental anguish, she consulted a psychiatrist, and her lawyers wrote a letter to the company, after which Stevens was quickly fired. Gia did not return a phone call from the newspaper. She was spotted outside her Babylon home Friday, getting into a limo with a plastic cup and appeared to be a bottle of pink champagne. Yesterday, her husband, James, told reporters that the claims were far from the truth, but declined to say how. She didn't fire anybody, he said. So there you go. What a monster. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Monday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, freak, speak to me, please.
Ooh, hey, Timmy.
Hi.
It's actually the fucktard teacher channeling Jack Hay. Got a few things to say, so please don't train wreck me. First of all, I'm from Idaho, too, like you had a caller the other day, and I got to tell you, there is a shortage of the blacks here.
Yeah.
Just not many of them. Probably because we had a white supremacist.
I think there's a shortage of everyone over there. Let's live in Idaho.
For a while. Second thing, on the Saturday TV lineup, NBC.
Yeah.
Totally with you. Every Saturday, my parents would go play cards with my godparents. And they'd sit me in front of the TV because I wasn't interested in what they were doing.
You were stuck watching the Golden Girls?
I'd have to watch, Silver Spoons, Different Strokes, Golden Girls, Empty Nest, all that stuff.
Yeah, was Cosby on Saturday? No,
I don't know. I learned about the birds and the bees from the Golden Girls, which is...
Oh.
I got to thinking about it. It's like,
You learned sex from a bunch of near-deads.
It's probably the reason why I won't screw my wife unless she's wearing something out of the Dr. Leonard's catalog.
Yeah, that's a specific fetish.
Hey, Tim, it's Marzen in Cleveland.
Hello.
Look, I was just calling to give you a little attaboy on the DVD after show.
Oh, thank you.
Seemed a little down that there wasn't that many people online watching it, but I'd like to remind you that you're doing it at 3 in the afternoon.
Yeah. Well, it's been picking up. More and more people have been checking out. And I realize that people are at work and all this other shit, and this is not really a show you can be watching at work.
Who's watching then? Deadbeats and...
A lot of people have been downloading it on the sideshow, though. I've been looking at the statistics, so it's worth doing, I guess, for the sideshow alone.
Kind of the undesirables. Anyway, bump that up to around 9 o'clock. I'm sure you get a lot more people on there, including...
Yeah. Eventually we might do something like that. Maybe one day a week it'll be on. I hate to make it too complex, though. I could do it at night once in a while, but I like to do it during the day because I'm already doing the show, and I don't know.
Anyway, you're doing a great job on the show.
It would work late night, though.
I like that the show is always evolving. It's always fairly short. When it's over, I'm always sad that it's over. I never walk away.
I didn't want the show to be as, Distorted View will never be like a two-hour program. Unless for some reason I'm on real radio, and that would never happen.
Ooh, it's Frank from Tucson. And, dude, I've been watching the live shows, man, on the sideshow feed. Shit's pretty cool, dude. Thanks for doing those.
I'm having a lot of fun. If you guys are not sideshow freaks, it's just another reason to sign up. It's just more content. They're about an hour long, and it's all, it's on video, so I get to play a lot of video clips, get to take calls, hear from you guys, that are watching the show live, and it really is a lot of fun, and every day it seems like there's some new weird thing happening.
You're actually doing something, which is, great to hear. And I have a question. Whatever happened to Civil Distress, whatever that car called himself?
That's a good question.
I don't think he's called in for like a year. But
listeners come and go. Sometimes they take breaks. They get calls all the time on the voicemail line. Like, hey, I'm just catching up. I haven't really been, I took a break from the show because, people, work gets busy or school gets crazy or they just can't handle all of the weirdness.
Tim, I like to get high and dance to your voice. It's like so rhythmic because I know, you talk when the show's coming up.
All right, thank you. I don't know.
Hey, boo, spiral him, fucker. Hey, you ever heard of Shake Junk? Shake Junk, are you that hip? Shake Junk?
No.
Go fuck yourself in the butthole. Dude, he's a friend and a fucking genius, brother. Chicken bone, now his song. There's a fucking gong.
I don't understand anything. These last two callers have confused me.
Hey, DV. It's Samba. And I'm sick right now. Just wondering, what is the sound clip that like part of the song that you played at the end of the April 9th show? I've always wanted to know, and I searched up the lyrics so I can understand, and I can't find it anywhere. So, thank you.
April 9th. That's a good... I always have to go back. I'm always interested to see like what music people are interested in when I play the show. So let's go back to April 9th here.
You know this man emailed me.
That's the beginning of the show. Let's go to the very end here. I love hearing from new listeners and old listeners. As long as you
listen
have
to me,
something,
to
we're going to take calls. So I don't fucking care. No, I can't wait to do it. I hope I see a lot of you guys in the chat room. Otherwise, we'll see you back tomorrow.
Begging for viewers in the DVDA thing.
The Tuesday show is on. Have a great day. Bye, everybody! What's the name of the group? It's called Wanna Be Black, right? Wanna Be Black by Hockey, I believe is the group. Yeah, Hockey is the name of the group. Yeah. Good band, Hockey. H-O-C-K-E-Y. It's Wanna, W-A-N-N-A. Be Black is the name of the song. So there you go. Hope that helped you out. Yeah, I love that song, actually. Maybe we'll play it at the end of today. And finally.
Hey, Timmy. I just thought of something. Mm-hmm. Have you ever noticed how nowadays in all fast food commercials, there's no white people? It's all just black people? Mm. Just a passing thought. Bye.
I never noticed that. I mean, I know like certain... I guess I don't know. I'm trying to think back to some commercials. I remember in the 80s, Jason Alexander, who played George Costanza, was in a McDonald's commercial, and then Dan Cortez from MTV Sports was on a bunch of Burger King commercials. BKTV, I love this place. All right, I'm sorry, I'm stuck in the 90s. All right, we're going to end it right there. Guys, thank you so much for a great show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD. It's no God.
But I poop from there.
Spread the distortion. Tell all your friends about the podcast. I will see you either in the chat room for DVDA, or I'll see you back right here for the Tuesday podcast. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody.
Beep boop, beep da boop, beep da boop, beep wee boop.